Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Shipworks. Ship more in less time. As an eBay seller, at some point, you've probably been guilty of falling in love with your stuff. Here now to give his top five tips for avoiding the surefire sales killer is Tim Chapman. He's known on eBay as top-rated seller, Mr. Customer Service. Tim, we've got a series of tips. Let's hope we can get through at least 20 of them. So if you would, give us your first tip.
First tip for not falling in love with your stuff. First off, I have to say thanks for having me on the air. And what I'm going to say, as usual, not everybody's going to agree with, but if you'll take a look at them, I think I'm pretty much on track. And it works for me. So, number one, here we go. If you're serious about selling on eBay and selling your items, you're going to sell and not collect. I don't know why it seems so many people are trying to build their inventory instead of selling their items. So get out there and try to sell and not just collect your items. If you really love it, I mean, perhaps I have a different point of view. I mean, this is what I do for a living. My wife doesn't work. You know, she works, but she doesn't work for money. But so I sell. That's what I do. I buy and I sell. So try to sell your items. Tip number one.
What's your second tip?
Second tip. Now, this one's even worse. Nobody. People aren't going to agree with me, but a lot of inventory is not a good thing. If I had my way, I would like to have zero inventory because that means you sold everything. So very often people are trying to build up their inventory.
Yeah, it's a they feel secure for some reason.
I don't know. I met this guy. So here's a story. I met this guy at the estate. When you go to the estate sales, you know, you stand around for an hour or so. You put your name on the list. He's too far away to go home. So you stand around for an hour or so, and you're talking to everyone. And this guy was there, and he's only been selling full time. But he's been doing it for about 2 years, and he was bragging, kind of. He has 2,000 items in his inventory. I go, 2,000 items? Why? Why don't you sell it? Oh, well, you know, I can wait, and I can wait it out, and I get a better price. And I go, oh, my gosh. And the same guy, I go, hey, have you been getting your eBay tape? eBay, you know, your eBay stuff. You know, because you have the big store. He has the medium store. I have the lowest one. He didn't even know. I go online and get all your free shipping supplies. What are you doing? And I asked him if he listened to eBay Radio. No. I told him, hey, get on the air and listen to eBay Radio. So.
Very important.
Very important.
Oh,
yes, thank you
God.
Very much for that.
Yeah, there you go. But a lot of inventory, not a good thing. People, I know not everybody's going to agree with me on that one, but I mean, I have a running inventory of about 200 items active, and it keeps staying at 200, and yet I list 80 to 90 items a week. So you keep turning the items. I don't want inventory. I don't want any inventory. So there you go. That's number two.
What? No, that was number three.
Number three.
Number one was you're on eBay to sell your items, not to collect.
Right.
Number two was not everything is a home run, and number three is a lot of inventory is not a good thing.
Oh, I'm sorry, I switched it around.
I have it all here in front of me.
I know you do. So number three
is
in the olden days, you can kind of live off of home runs. Home run, you know, you buy something for $5, you sell for $100. Home run. But that's in the olden days. There's so much competition, at least here in Southern California. The competition is absolutely fierce. So you have to live on bread and butter, and you cannot rely on gravy. Gravy is good. We like it. But bread and butter, I buy things for $5, sell them for $15, $20 all the time. As long as it's easy to ship, it falls into the eBay category. You know, you can make it work. So, I do that kind of thing all the time, but competition is fierce. You have to do the bread and butter thing.
So your fourth tip is about, I like this, it's about bundling and stuff, if your items aren't selling.
Yes, I'm going to get to that. So number four, I have an analogy for you. Okay, selling on eBay, I'm a fisherman, it's kind of likened unto going fishing. If you put your bait in the water and you don't get a bite, you need to change something. You change your bait, you change your hook size, your leader, change where you're fishing, you change your weight, and even maybe you should be using a jig instead of bait. But more than anything else, I believe people are using too much weight, and they're going right down to the bottom past the fish. So just you need to change something. If you're not selling, it goes back to too much inventory. Boy, if I had all that inventory, I'd put a sale on and I'd sell it out. You know, lower the price and get it out of here. I don't want all that inventory. So be careful about having too much inventory. But if it's not selling, change something.
And then if you've tried it and you've changed something and you cannot sell that widget, what do you do?
You lump it all together and blow it out and learn from your mistake. It was probably, if you can't sell it, look, if you're buying stuff and it's not selling, and that's part of the problem. When you have so much inventory, it's a mistake. It is not something that anybody wants. You can go online, go on eBay, and look what it's selling for. If you put your price just below what everybody else is selling, it's going to sell. Look, so I listed like 40 items yesterday.
Okay.
And I'm changed my strategy a little bit. I used to be more almost all auctions. Now I'm about 40% buy it now, 60% auctions, because I still have a lot of collectibles. But if you know what it's going to sell for, go on eBay, see, I'll look at all the sold items. Put your item just a little lower than all the sold items, a dollar or so, and guess what? So I put on 40 items yesterday. I sold 5 of the items that I put on yesterday, last night and this morning, plus all of my auctions that closed. So I'm shipping 30-something items today. I shipped 20 items yesterday. But it's not a secret. If it's not selling, lower the price. If you lower the price and it still didn't sell, lot of whole things together, try to get it out of there. If it still didn't sell, give it to Goodwill or whatever, and learn from your mistake. Don't buy it again. So there you go.
These are good rules.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. I still can't help falling in love, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying, Griff. I was afraid I was going to offend you a little bit.
What do you
have? I know you have a few shirts over there. I don't. How much? What do you have in your inventory?
Shirts.
Anyway, next question.
He has not only shirts. He's got colognes. He's got all kinds of material.
Oh, but his colognes are
he's
good.
Got
if he wanted
rugs.
To sell them, he could sell them right off. I know that. But shirts have changed.
I don't fall in love with them, though. I could get rid of them. I could quit at any time, just like that. Yeah, I could.
Okay, number five.
Number five.
Number five, well, it kind of goes what we just talked about. Your inventory might be junk.
No.
Shocking.
Because it's true. People try to sell junk. You go to an estate sale, and they don't know what they're buying, especially if they're new, and they buy this and this and this, and they put it on eBay. It's not selling. It's junk. Nobody wants it. Put yourself in the buyer's shoes. Who's going to want this? You know, I often go, I pick up something that looks good to me. I don't even know what it is. And you hold it in your hand, you ask yourself the question, somebody somewhere has got to want this thing, whatever it is. And you can look it up on your phone now. In the olden days, you didn't have the phone, but you can look it up on your phone. Sure enough, if the price is right, it's easy to ship. It falls into the eBay formula, and you're there. Buy it and sell it. But don't be afraid to sell it.
So when you were filling in for Griff,
yeah,
I told you that you needed help.
Yes, I did.
And you got help, right?
Yes, I did.
Is he still with you?
He's my friend at church. I see him at church all the time. But what happened, I list so quickly, I found out that when I write everything down, I can do it the same time that it is when I write it down and send it to him. So I stopped doing that. But it's still on the burner, and I'm still going to do it.
Yes.
It's still there.
Because
I need to get out.
Because you're only going to grow.
Oh, my gosh, I could double my sales. I could double my sales.
See, he knows,
I need more
Griff,
room.
He just doesn't have time in the day, so that's when I told him, time
out.
To bring somebody in.
I'm maxed out when it comes to that.
And that person needs to be able to do the listing with you just checking it over afterward, not
Absolutely.
You doing the whole thing
Absolutely.
For the person. See, that's where a lot of entrepreneurs miss out.
Yep.
You know, they still think they have to do it all themselves, but you really don't.
Oh, I know, and I'm afraid I'm one of those, but I'm pretty trusting after I get them going, and so, you know, I would be okay. But I need to get a warehouse space, you know, a small space, and start from there. Well, I have so much stuff I could sell so quickly.
I hear you have some exciting news for us, Tim.
I do have some exciting news, and I'm not sure where this came from, but it's probably from eBay Radio, so... I got a call from the eBay government group about a month ago, and she gave me a little interview on the phone.
Oh.
And she goes, hey, would you be interested in, you know, being an advocate, you know, to go to Washington, D.C.? She started asking me all these questions. I go, yeah, that sounds like something good to me.
It was me that gave them your name.
Was it really?
I'm lying.
I have no idea where it came from.
I was going to try to take credit, but
yeah, I was thinking maybe Griff. I don't know. Anyway, so she called me up last week, and she goes, "Hey, you've been selected to go to Washington D.C. to be an advocate on Washington D.C. to participate in the eBay Seller Advocate Day to lobby against the nationwide sales tax mm-hmm. issue." So I go, "That's exciting! I'm going." So the 1st of May, I'm going there for a few days.
That's exciting. Are you going, Griff? Oh, no. Yeah, well, you used to go.
I used to go, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't go anymore. I haven't gone in a while. I just don't, you know, and the reason is I don't really want to take up space where that could be like a seller or someone else. So I don't feel a need to go.
Tim, in May, when you come back, will you let us interview you?
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's the same thing when I talk to you, Betsy, I mean, CJ, she goes, "Oh, my gosh, you got to get back on and do the interview thing."
Please.
For sure. I think it'll be great. I'll have all kinds of news and stuff. So,
if you want to be a guest on the show and you're listening to this right now, just send us email to guest. If you go on our podcast site, our archive site, mm-hmm. you'll notice up in the top right-hand corner, you can either submit to be a guest. In fact, that's the way we'd like you to do it, if you click on that. And you fill it out, and we'd love to have you on as a guest. Of course, Tim gets called to be a guest from time to time, but he also knows that when he has something interesting to tell the audience, he can come on with
us. I've tried to help people. Even when I was on, when I was co-hosting with you, I've been doing this for a long time, and I see so many people out there, and they're just kind of flailing around a little bit, and I go, "Put your effort into it. Sell your item."
Tim
Don't
Chapman does not flail. There will be no flailing.
Thanks, Tim. It's always a pleasure. Mr. Customer Service to you. This segment was sponsored by Shipworks. Ship more in less time. Up next, open phones, 888-723-4630. Yay! Here at eBay Radio.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
We're always on the lookout for interesting and relevant eBay Radio guests who can help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with your fellow sellers, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to ebayradio.com, click on past episodes to get to the archives, then click on Be a Guest at the top of any archives page and fill out the web form. We'll get back to you ASAP and maybe see you on the radio. Soon.
Ask any successful eBay seller to sum up the secret of their success in just one word, and you're liable to hear the same answer: Terapeak. Because thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak to tell them what items are hot, how to price them, and what their competitors are doing. Only Terapeak can access up to 2 years of eBay data to help you improve every phase of your online selling and take your profits to the next level. Terapeak has been building tools for eBay sellers for 12 years, and they've helped seller after seller to grow their business. Even if you can only afford a single third-party tool, you can't afford not to use Terapeak. It's no secret that thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak, and you can too. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's T-E-R-A-P-E-A-K, Terapeak.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
St. Patrick's Day is coming up on March 17th. That means it's time for the selling of the green. So list all things green, as well as items with shamrocks or leprechauns, Irish crystal, and anything beer related. Create a St. Patrick's Day collection to drive traffic to those listings. Use Promotions Manager to set up an order discount for purchases of a certain dollar amount or quantity. Or create a codeless coupon to send to buyers between now and St. Patrick's Day. Tell them they got the luck of the Irish and an automatic discount on their next purchase. Finally, send a store newsletter promoting all of the above. Erin Gobra.
This retail moment was brought to you by bulk. The easy way to source. Listen while you list.